64STR.
Good afternoon. How's your day been?
I'm good. How about you?
Yep, I left about 20 minutes ago, so even at work I had, you know, I was still good, like I said. But yeah, definitely on the way home myself.
Oh boy, I've got to go by my mother-in-law's house for a little tech support there, you know. but hey, I can't complain.
Yes, sir, I know all about that one. So my friends and family will call and say, hey, can you fix this?
She texted me this morning about, I don't know, 12 o'clock, just before noon, and was having some trouble, so I said, well, I'll just stop by on the way home from work. That'll be the easiest, and get you going again quick.
What issue is she having?
Pop up on her computer that she didn't understand what it was, and something about Windows, and I said, okay, well, look, just I don't know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm in the middle of something, so if you just, for the moment, just turn it off, and that way you can't get into any trouble or click the wrong thing or whatever, so just turn it off, and I'll come by there and walk you through it.
Yep, I love that screen, that talking Microsoft one saying that they're infected, and it's just a little pop-up on the screen that when they click on something from, you know, or I guess someplace they shouldn't have went on the internet and had an embedded file in it, and pretty much just turn it off, clear out their internet cache, and you know, definitely run some checks on the computer with a virus scan and stuff like that. But yeah, that's pretty much an easy fix on that one.
Yeah, it usually is with her. She just, she's very nervous about it, you know. So I said, I'll take care of it for you. No problem. But yeah, I've always run Zone Alarm for many, many, many years. And, you know, they have all kinds of Zone Alarm. Extreme Security, Next Generation, I think is what I have on them now. But I've got so many of them between me and my wife and kids and mother-in-law and mom, and you know, I buy a bulk pack of the licenses every year.
Yeah, I'd say that's the same thing I do. I said, but I've pretty much got my family into the habit of, you know, nicely letting them know, if you haven't rebooted, don't call me. Reboot, and if you're still having the issue, then call me.
And the last one that I got from my mother-in-law, I got her a laptop, but I got her a nice big screen because she has a lot of trouble. She has macular degeneration, so it's really tough for her to see anyway. So I got everything so enlarged. I really got a good deal on a laptop for her, but I knew she would want a really big screen, so I had to teach her how to find the power button to just, okay, if you can't do anything else, all right, if nothing else works for you, just push this button down and hold it until it turns off.
Yeah, we got to use her like that at work, and we just sit there and put a nice green fluorescent label beside it so that, you know, if you're having issues, just push this right above this little dot, and then to let us know, and we'll go from there.
Better, for sure.
Yep. When I was in college, this elderly instructor they were sending home, and probably has never saw it, you know, never used a computer, and so I think she pretty much did administrative stuff on paper all the time. So she was, you know, I guess convinced them to let her work at home. So they gave her a computer so she could do what she needed to do. Called back into the help desk saying that the computer wasn't turned on, that she was stepping on the power pedal, but nothing was happening.
Boy, that's like looking for the any key, I guess.
Can you guess why she was considering the power pedal?
Most probably.
That's exactly right. She was stepping on the mouse, thinking that was the power pedal.
Yeah, when my father-in-law used to handle everything, and he got sick suddenly, and my wife had to go out, and they lived in St. Louis at the time, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, so she went out to see him, and she had to go through everything with my mother-in-law, just trying to show her how to use the computer for that, how to find all of her information and her banking stuff and all of that. So she's really nervous. She just doesn't want to mess anything up with her banking especially.
Yeah, that's always a very easy thing to do and a very nervous thing for a lot of people.
I stepped through a bunch of times with her. I got a password manager for her on there, and had her to just go through it a few times while I was there with her to make sure she knew exactly how to log into the password manager and, you know, use it to automatically put the passwords in the right place for her and all that. So she does pretty well with that part now. It just it took a few tries.
I know a couple of elderly people that I help out with the system, and I pretty much create a cheat sheet for them. This is what this does, this what this does, and they really appreciate that.
The problem with her is that anything that she reads, she has to have a big magnifying glass to read anything, and even on the screen sometimes she's got a big magnifying glass that she'll use for certain things to even look at that screen. Her eyes have gotten really bad.
Yeah, hate to hear that. But said, yeah, it does happen. One of the other funny IT stories, when went through probably about 40 minutes of troubleshooting, and the user mentioned the computer wouldn't come on, so I had them get down on the floor to see if there was any connectivity lights on the back of the computer for the network, or if there was the power indicator on the power brick. And literally they said, well, I will when the power comes back on in my house. So I said, please do call me back when you get power, and then said, have a great day.
Yeah, you just never know what you're going to run into, do you?
No, sir, and that's what we consider a picnic problem.
Or STR, yeah. I also, you know, I have TeamViewer on there, too, so that I can get into the room so much that it won't let you stay on there long.
Yeah, you know what the acronym for the picnic problem is?
Can't say as I do.
In chair, not in computer. Yeah, there's some other, you know, remote utilities out there that's free, like Show My PC, but they're locking down that too, and you know, a couple other ones that, you know, you're right, you have a very limited amount of time that you do it, and it's always, always, always fun to work on a Mac.
I've always had PCs that I've had to support. Back several years ago, I had a Log Me In Pro account through work that I had to keep it up for work, so I kept it up for personal as well. But when I left that job, I didn't use it anymore, and basically they cut it out, so cut out the free versions of it too, so you can do anything with it. So that's when I started using TeamViewer, and it was really good for a long time, but now it's a lot more limited, too.
Yeah, the company I work for, they use that Beyond Trust, which really works well. Of course, it's definitely not a cheap feature, but you can do a lot with it.
I mean, luckily now, everybody's close by, so if I really have to, I can get to the computers pretty easily. Back when I started all of that, my mom was about 400 miles away, and my mother-in-law was about 700 miles away, so you couldn't just jump in the car and ride over and see what was going on.
Definitely cannot. And most of the users with work, they use Teams for everything. So if you get in, you do a team and share there, and then request control, you pretty much do a lot of stuff there too.
Use Teams a lot at work as well.
Yep, a lot of businesses are going to that and using Teams over regular telephone communication. Probably saves them a good bit.
You have so many sites and so many office locations and all of that that it's, you know, everything is handled on the VPN systems. They have Cisco systems set up for all of that, so it's pretty reliable.
Application that's an always on VPN, you know, the users like that, and it's less confusing for the users to have to remember another password.
It's nice for ours with that too. The they're moving more to two-factor authentication on some things all through your phone, and most people still have to have a USB token, though.
We've got quite a few of those where the token and definitely the multi-factor, you know, system setup, they definitely use that. But like I said, when the user logs in on the computer, that's when the always-on VPN, it will, when they click on it, it'll authenticate who they are. And if it's a file folder that they're trying to access that is not the right person that's logged in that has access to it, it'll sit there and, of course, send a message. And if they don't respond, then it just physically logs them out.
We have something pretty similar to that. Just won't let you access it. If you don't get in there, it'll give you, I don't know, 20 seconds, 30 seconds at the most, and then logs you out. Well, I am here at my service call. So good talking to you. I appreciate it. And you have a good afternoon. Name here Steve, by the way. KC4STR. I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Steve. It's Lloyd here. Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta. And I probably got another 5 or 6 minutes of my trip. So please have a good day. Scale 4PXB.